This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is a very concerning study. They say prescription pain medication may actually worsen and lengthen the chronic pain. So if you are, let's say you are taking medications and people are accusing you of being addicted because you've taken them and you need more and you need more, et cetera. Well, it may not be your fault. A new study from a research team at the University of Colorado Boulder has found that opioid use increases chronic pain in rats. It actually increases the pain. And if the same result holds true in humans, it would mean that prescribed opioids aren't only viciously addictive, but they will worsen the very condition that they are prescribed to treat. Now, what happened in this study is they showed that just 5 days of morphine treatment in rats, we're just talking 5 days, caused chronic pain that continued for several months by triggering the release of pain signals from immune cells in the spinal cord. So, rats took the medication. They only took it for a few days. Then for months, they had pain as pain signals were released from these glial cells in the spinal cord. They say we are showing for the first time that even a brief exposure to opioids can have long-term negative effects on pain, according to the Colorado University Boulder Assistant Research Professor Peter Grace and faculty member of the Department of Psychology and Neuroscience. They said, we found the treatment was contributing to the problem. The immune cells in the spinal cord, known as glial cells, normally play the role of clearing out infection-causing microorganisms. When the body is in pain, okay, the signals are sent that place the glial cells on high alert. In rats, what appeared to happen after a few days of the morphine treatment is that the opioids sent repeated signals to the glial cells, causing this glial cascade. Then this cascade produced like a cell signal from a protein called interleukin-1 beta that increased the activity of nerve cells in the spinal cord of the brain, resulting in intensified chronic pain that lasts several months. So, if you take morphine, oxycodone, methadone, wow, short term could unfortunately have devastating consequences, making pain worse and longer lasting. So this is a very ugly side, they say, according to Professor Linda Watkins of CU Boulder. It's a very ugly side to opioids that have not been recognized before. Now remember, this study has not been conducted in humans. So for the first time, the results are cautionary, but they say this is not the first study investigating this because there have been previous studies saying, look, it may just lengthen the pain after chronic after major surgery. There was a study I remember a while back saying if you took opioids after surgery, your pain could go longer. That's why when I had surgery, I took the ibuprofen instead. You got to be careful because it can make you bleed easier. But it was a question of, look, I don't want to be in pain. Well, I didn't want to be addicted. But I just figured the pain medicine would wear off and I would be in pain again. So, the drugs, what may be happening is the drugs may numb the pain at the surface level. Below the surface, okay, then the body may be like, well, wait a second. We have a problem here and we need to now be on high alert or hyper alert. So that could be what's going on. The body could be compensating for the fact that something is trying to numb the body. You see how smart nature is? Okay, I mean, we cannot outsmart nature, people. And if this is really holding true for humans, where your pain medication is going to make the pain worse, this could be a problem. Now, I know there's going to be some naysayers out there, and, you know, we have to listen to what they say. Now, they could say, well, wait a second. This study could be coming out because they don't want doctors prescribing pain medicine. So we scare doctors into prescribing pain medicine, and we scare patients into taking the pain medicine by telling them that, look, it's going to make the pain worse. Now, how many of us experience worse pain from narcotics? All right. Now, me personally, when I took a narcotic for a condition of surgery or anything, I would get a headache. One of the reasons why I don't like to take Lortab or Vicodin is because when that medicine wears off, I have a huge headache. Now, I can make the headache go away with Excedrin migraine, so thank God I don't have pain for months if I had to take a pain pill. But then again, I haven't been on pain pills for like 5-6 days in a row yet, God willing. Okay? So me personally, the only thing I could say I experienced was headaches. I didn't experience surgical pain that worsened. So, I mean, I've noticed that these pain medications in short term, they work nicely. Alright? And again, this was just rats. Okay? But, you know, that is something we need to be cognizant of. Okay? We are right now politically, and our healthcare system right now is to try to thwart doctors and medical providers prescribing narcotics and trying to thwart people from asking for them. So a study like this may be right up everyone's alley. So I understand how that could be, you know, making people a little suspicious. Okay? What I don't want to happen is that these medicines are not going to be available. Okay? I mean, I've never prescribed morphine. I've never prescribed OxyContin, but I know why they're out there. They're out there because some people have severe pain. Okay? And I understand that, you know, being cut open for surgery, having a tumor removed, or being treated for cancer that's gone to the back. I mean, you know, we want to make sure that our patients can be comfortable. And I know there's a big push for marijuana. I get that. Again, we need to study that first, okay, to the degree that we need to. But we need to make sure that we still have these medications available. So, it's a very interesting study, and it's something that we really need to pay heed to, because if it is making pain worse, that's a problem. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Viagra patch. There's a new Viagra skin patch that may help men with their erection not wait a whole hour or half hour, but may work within minutes, which means women, if we do have a headache, we're going to have to hurry up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, of course, thank you, Tom, for working the dials. Really appreciate it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Woo-hoo! There is a new Viagra skin patch. Now, okay, the titles that you will see, okay, you know, throughout the media are incorrect. They say new Viagra skin patch could get men in the mood for sex. Remember, Viagra does nothing about the mood. Okay? Trust me. I've tried this with my husband. I mean, if I'm wearing a muumuu and I don't shave my legs, nothing's going to happen. It doesn't matter how much Viagra he takes. However, I see what they're saying. Okay? It will allow the erections to take place. And rather than you waiting a whole hour or half hour for it to work, this could happen within a matter of minutes. They say scientists have developed a way to get the erection-boosting drug through the skin. And it could slash the time it takes to work from up to an hour as is taking the pill. They say experts also hope it will increase the average length of time the drug will work beyond the current 4 to 5 hours. It could be worn on the arm or the abdomen, and it may curb common side effects of the pill, such as headaches, indigestion, and muscle pain. The patch could be ready in a few years after a breakthrough by scientists in Saudi Arabia and Cairo. Basically, they made these plasters containing minute particles of the drug coated in thin layers of fat and chemicals to aid absorption into the skin. Now, this could be huge. I don't know how expensive the patch could be, but imagine slapping the patch on your arm or your tummy and then telling her to quickly freshen up or whatever you guys do while you put on the music and put on the fire and pour some champagne. You're ready. So this could be phenomenal. Where I see a great application of this is many people are starting to become, I don't want to use the word immune, but Viagra doesn't seem to be working as well on a lot of people. And it's because many of you have been already playing around with it for about 20 years. Right? You've been taking the medication, you were tampering with it and playing with it when you didn't need it, and now all of a sudden you need it and it doesn't work. So this may be a stronger way to deliver the drug. So they think, get this, that the patch may actually replace the pill cheaper, at a cheaper rate. So this could be pretty, pretty cool. So we'll keep you guys posted. This is obviously definitely exciting for many. It just, I mean, me, it's been kind of nice having that hour to prepare, you know, to watch a Michael Fassbender movie or something. I mean, I really, really liked the opportunity that I had to, but you know what, now, look, I'm going to have to move quicker. I just realized that's where we're at. People don't want to wait a whole hour anymore. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the debate continues on whether sunscreen will actually raise your risk of skin cancer. Now, there's been a lot of theories and a lot of information that's been thrown at you over the last few years that could confuse any of us, okay? A few years ago, we had a very scary story where they were saying the oxybenzone, all right, and some of the chemicals in these sunscreens could actually worsen your risk of skin cancer directly. Now, this was a few years back. Okay, we haven't had a lot of studies definitively saying this is what happens. But there were theories out there that the oxybenzone or some of these other chemicals, not the zinc oxide, the zinc oxide seemed to be safer. Or the titanium, I forget, titanium? I forget, all right? But the oxybenzone would, they said, okay, this, and again, we still haven't had this proven, would take the sunlight, almost concentrate it to the point where you would have more free radicals. Then with these free radicals, you were more inclined to have cancer, so it almost magnified the sun. Now, this scared the living daylights out of us. Okay, so such that I've changed all my sunscreen shopping to not include oxybenzone. Okay, because I didn't want that adding insult to injury. But again, still not proven. Okay, still not proven yet. So all right, that though has not been the main meat of these concerns. The reason why you will see many reports that sunscreen increases your risk of skin cancer is because, one, the sunscreen may not have the full protection that it's claiming it does, and B, you may have a false sense of security. So now you're going out into the sun, you put on the sunscreen, you're like, I'm good. I could be out there now. Whereas nothing is 100%. Now, we talked about the SPF. In fact, hold on, there's a report now saying the SPF 55 may not be effective. Okay, basically what the SPF is, all right, is let's say something has an SPF of 50. The time it takes you to burn without sunblock. With SPF, you could increase that time by 50 times. That's how these SPF 50s are supposed to work. So if you have an SPF of 2 and you burn in 10 minutes, if you have that SPF 2 on you, you won't burn for 20 minutes. That's how it's supposed to work, okay? So if you're like, well, wait a second. Okay, so 10 minutes, then I have an SPF of 50, then that means 50 times 10, that means I could be out there for 500 minutes. Okay, that's how many hours. Okay, well, the problem is you need to reapply the sunscreen. So if you're not reapplying it, or it's getting sweated off, or your body doesn't like being gummed up, your epithelium does not like being gummed up with these chemicals, and, your body starts to, somehow try and eliminate it, you're not going to have those hours and hours of protection. Okay, according to this one study being reported by the University Herald, SPF sunscreen ratings refer to the measure of time it takes to shield the skin from UV rays. By the way, it doesn't block all the UV rays. All right, and they say the higher SPF sunscreen may not be wise. According to a report, there's a wider range of UVA and UVB sun protection sold in the market. The values can be as small as 2 or as high as 100. It indicates how long a person should reapply the protection in order not to get burned. But the protection of SPF 30 for someone may have a different result depending on your skin type. An oncologist and skin expert, Dr. Colette Pamager, explained that the higher SPF ratings like SPF 55 may not be effective if someone applies it incorrectly. Sunscreen like lotion has to be applied at least every 2 hours or more, often if the person is sweating, the FDA suggests. Otherwise, there's a false sense of security that could take a lot of money for paying sun lotion with high SPF ratings. Okay, so basically, you need to not have this false sense of security when you're having the sunscreen on. You need to realize it has to be reapplied. You need to realize that just because you have it on doesn't mean you could be out in the sun willy-nilly. And so we recommend barriers. So barriers mean like the thin clothing, like the water shirts. I don't let my kids swim in the beach, with no shirt on. So I make sure they have a water shirt. In fact, I'm out there with a water shirt. And it stinks because I really would like to have a sexy tan, but I'm at the age now where I'm not very sexy. So, nothing is, it's very interesting. Somebody asked if you could use last summer's tube of sunscreen. This is coming from the Daily Mail. A 2013 survey by Asda found that 57% of people use out-of-date sunscreen and that 26% apply cream that is more than 2 years old. So, unfortunately, sunscreen may actually start to, I don't want to use the word decompose, but it'll lose its effectiveness. I can't tell you how many times we use sunscreen that does not, that's old. I mean, I'm not going to waste it. We bought a whole bottle. It was expensive. Sunscreen's expensive now. You notice that, right? So I got the banana boat. It's expensive as heck. And then they talk about how UVA rays can penetrate the skin more deeply and also cause wrinkling. UVB rays cause sunburn, and UVB rays may be the ones that cause skin cancer. So we need to make sure that a 5-star rating means that your UVA protection is just as good as it protects against UVB. The star ratings sometimes are wrong. They say you can't always trust the SPF codes, and so you got to watch out for that sense of security. Now, there was also a study about the oxybenzone causing fertility issues, that it could cause changes in hormones. It's been suggested that chemicals used in sunscreens may interfere with the function of sperm cells, potentially by mimicking the effect of the female hormone progesterone. So in this Danish study, they found that the increase in calcium occurred in sperm cells. So that's an issue. By the way, just because it's expensive doesn't mean it's better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is don't speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's BEESPA.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Ramble, ramble.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so NBA star Paul Gasol, and I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it, may skip the Rio Olympics over concerns about the Zika virus. He is considering not playing at the Olympics. He's a Spanish basketball player. And he said there is too much uncertainty about the situation in Brazil. And anyone going to Rio de Janeiro for the Games should, quote-unquote, think about whether it's worth the risk. The Chicago Bulls players and other Spanish athletes have also expressed their concerns about the virus and are also considering skipping the games. They says it wouldn't surprise me to see some athletes deciding not to participate in the games to avoid putting their health and their health of their families at risk, according to Gasol, adding that he was among the athletes making such considerations. He goes, I'm thinking about whether or not to go, just like every athlete or any other person considering going to Rio should be thinking about it. Without giving names, he said he did talk to other athletes who told him they may not participate in the games. Again, August is coming up pretty fast, guys. Say some of these athletes are planning to have children in the near future, and this could affect them. It could affect the health of their kids and their wives, he said at an event for one of his sponsors in Madrid. Their health should come first. Now, remember, Brazil has been hit badly because they were where the epicenter started, where the mosquito-borne virus had been linked to thousands upon thousands of birth defects and possible neurological problems in adults. So Gasol said officials involved in the games must come forward with more clear information about the risks that the athletes could be facing. He says, I hope the National Olympic Committees and the health organizations can be as clear as possible about the risks in Brazil so athletes can decide whether or not to take the risks. I don't think we've been told enough about it. Can I just say good for him? For many of us, competing in the Olympics is only going to be a one-time thing. Remember there was a year when the U.S. did not compete in the Olympics? One of my teachers, my health teachers, was one of the track and field stars. And so he couldn't go. When America decided not to go in the 80s, attend, he couldn't go. And that was his one shot at the Olympics. He could have been in the Olympics, and that was it. That was, you know, so, you know, for somebody who, all you know, is, you know, slated to go and is, you know, going to be an quote-unquote Olympian, to put his family first, way to go. Now, you know, some of you are like, come on, it's being blown out of proportion. Not really. The UN has now said today that sexual transmission of Zika is more common than first thought, and it's updating its advice to women who have been hit by areas by the virus, telling them to wait even longer to conceive. The World Health Organization said Tuesday that couples or women planning pregnancy who live or are returning from Zika-hit areas are strongly recommended to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive to ensure the virus has cleared their bodies. Previously, the World Health Organization recommended a 4-week minimum period before trying to conceive in such circumstances. The current outbreak of Zika has been linked to microcephaly, and we talked about that, Guillain-Barré. So now they're recommending 8 weeks. So this 8 weeks, we don't know if it's enough. You know, we don't know. What we need to do is it's difficult because you can't just tell people to stop having sex. Okay, and that's not going to happen. But what we need, the type of information we need, if this could help, is, okay, how many of these Zika cases were mosquito-borne versus how many was actually from sex? Okay? When you had those thousands upon thousands of babies with birth defects, okay, did they go back and say, were you bit by a mosquito? Or did they go back and say, well, did you have sex? Well, obviously, all of them had sex. So it's going to be very, very difficult to go back and figure out, was it a mosquito bite or was it sex? Was it a mosquito bite to them? Was it a mosquito bite to their partner? And then their partner had sex with them? We don't know. So all we can do now is try to look forward. So we're thinking, all right, well, a bunch of people in Brazil and Puerto Rico and some of the Caribbean and the Mexican territories and countries and South American countries, etc. There was a whole slew of mosquitoes and we don't know what if many of those cases were from sex. So this is a big issue. And of course, you know, we have not only our athletes going down to Rio, but we have a lot of spectators going down there. And if they come back with it in their body and they don't use condoms correctly or a condom breaks or they have some sort of sexual intercourse, and again, we don't know how virulent or shall we say how communicable it is, depending on whether people have sex or just third base, second base, etc. We're really in the dark. But it's not something that they could figure out very easily. Now, what's been the latest in Zika? Well, we have a new study that sheds light on how the Zika virus is infecting feti. So basically, their results, this is Dr. Mehul Suthar from Emory University School of Medicine and senior author of the study, said it's been known that the virus gets into the placenta, but little was known about where the virus was replicating and in what cell type. Now they're finding that what it does is it replicates in the placental immune cells. It won't kill the immune cells of the placenta, which is why these babies are being able to be brought to term, most of them. But it transfers then through the immune cells into the baby and then goes up to the brain cells. So the team used cells from full-term placenta gathered from healthy volunteers who delivered via C-section. During the course of the research, the team discovered that the Zika virus can infect placental macrophages in cell culture, as well as another type of placental cell called cytotrophoblasts, although it needs a couple of days to do so. Furthermore, the level of viral replication was found to vary by donor, suggesting that certain placenta might be more susceptible to the virus than others. They say not every pregnant woman who was infected by Zika will transmit the virus to her fetus. So host genetics, non-viral factors, nutrition, microbiota, timing, this will all influence the infectivity of this virus. So they say a better understanding of these factors will then allow the design of preventive measures and then hopefully antiviral therapies. Now, flaviviruses, which are related to Zika like dengue fever, West Nile, yellow fever, they rarely, shall we say, cross this placental barrier. So why does Zika cross the placenta barrier? Because remember, the placenta provides a barrier again. So if mom gets sick, baby doesn't get sick. Fetus doesn't get sick. Okay, how come Zika's able to do that when the other viruses in that same family can't? They say Zika may have the uniqueness in its ability to infect the placental cells, cross the placental barrier in comparison with these other flaviviruses. Now, the Emory University team plans to now continue to investigate placental cells and their immunology using cells donated from humans as well as animal models in an attempt to determine how and why the Zika virus affects fetuses. So no wonder people are getting scared. We're not blowing this out of proportion, people. Okay? So do I agree with the 8-week recommendation? Yeah, I do. I just don't know what to tell people that want to start their family. I mean, when I wanted to get pregnant, okay, I had a very, very small window. We had to get pregnant the day I came up with, and thank God we did with both kids. Okay, but most people, they don't seem to get to have that sort of ovulatory predictability. Okay, and, you know, when they want to have sex and try, they want to do so enjoyably and without a time frame. And so this is going to be difficult, and I don't know what to – it's a shame they can't move the Olympics. I know that sounds easy. I believe there are about 125 experts that came up suggesting that the Olympics be moved. Rather than people not showing up at the Olympics, to me that would make sense. But we just don't have the testing. I mean, the other thing is, let's say we had our poop together. Okay. Well, there's, you know, I still don't see how they could, I don't see any other way. I hate to say that. I hate to say that because, you know, even if they have these rapid tests that they're working on to see if Zika is available in the blood or in the semen, et cetera, we still don't have that to the degree that we need it. All right, guys, when we come back, let's talk about the shark attacks. There's a lot of them. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-726-5635. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-726-5635 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-726-5635. That's 800-726-5635. 800-726-5635.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a stretch of shoreline at Corona Del Mar State Beach in Southern California has remained closed over the holiday after a swimmer was bitten in a shark attack, according to lifeguards and city officials. No ocean access was going to be allowed until at least this morning in the section of Newport Beach that stretches from the Balboa Pier south to the city's border with Crystal Cove State Beach. The latest closure is a change from Sunday's 3-mile closure. Newport Beach police said they received reports that a woman swimming in the water was bitten at Corona Del Mar State Beach around 5 p.m. on Sunday. Lifeguards found the woman in distress in the water about 150 yards offshore, and they pulled her out to find large bites on her upper torso and shoulder. Oh, that's scary. She was conscious and breathing when she was taken to a nearby hospital. Police could not comment on the extent of her injuries. She was described as an experienced swimmer. The wounds were consistent with shark bites. You know, many times you don't feel it. We talked about that. Kind of feels like a cat going in between your legs sometimes. And sometimes you don't even feel the bite. It doesn't hurt. That's why you got to make sure you're not bleeding afterwards. Officials, however, say they could not find a shark in the water when the attack happened. Okay, at one point they said it was possible that an animal bite might have come from a sea lion. So a 3-mile stretch from Newport Pier to Corona Del Mar Beach was closed, and they say the water was evacuated, and there was a shark sighting about 9 months prior. It was an 8-foot shark that was spotted along the coast. Okay, I believe on the East Coast there was a 5-foot shark that apparently bit a boy. But by the way, guys, lightning strikes more often than shark bites, let's just say that. But it was kind of a dangerous time in the water. We heard on Saturday a boy who's a collegiate swimmer from upstate New York tragically drowned while he was trying out for a lifeguard position in Cape Cod. Jack Jakubek of Newburgh was aiming for a summer lifeguard position at Nauset Beach. The 22-year-old recent college grad had previously worked in the same position in Orleans. Rescue crews pulled him from Pilgrim Lake at approximately 9:30 in the morning Saturday, and unfortunately he was later pronounced dead at Cape Cod Hospital. He had graduated just this month from the State University of New York in Cortland. He was planning to return to Cortland to be an assistant coach on the swim team following his stellar career in the pool. They say he was the kind of person who figured out what he wanted out of life and wanted to get it. We just don't see a lot of guys in their early 20s that know just what they want so clearly. He had a lot of records. He was modest about his achievement. He was a teammate everybody wants to have as a teammate, the coach told the paper. Why did he die? You know, seeing somebody who's the only thing I could think about is it might not have been a swimming accident, but I wonder if he might have had an underlying heart condition. Just like when you see a star basketball player die or a star football player die, you know, hear about these kids that make it across the field into the end zone and then they drop. And, you know, you saw that volleyball player have a heart attack and then drop on the field. I'm wondering if maybe that could have been what happened. And I can't urge you all enough. I mean, they'll find out. They will, by biopsy, be able to find out. Okay? I mean, it's difficult because, you know, he may already have water in his lungs, et cetera, but they could look at the heart. And then if they look at the heart, then they could see if he has cardiomyopathy or a dilated cardiomyopathy or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. They may be able to tell that this was cardiac-induced as opposed to it being a drowning accident. But, I mean, a collegiate swimmer just doesn't drop dead in the water. And so that's, my thought. They didn't talk about any shark bites. They didn't talk about any trauma. So we don't know. But it's scary stuff. However, if that's what happened, where it was a cardiac condition, I cannot stress enough how we need to make sure that all our athletes, all our students, all our kids get thorough heart checks, and they're not that expensive, okay? You know, the doctor or the medical provider will listen to the heart, listen for murmurs, have you take deep breaths in and out, look for other signs of Marfan syndrome or other sorts of signs of cardiovascular disease. not so much cardiovascular disease, but cardiac disease. I would also suggest that, you know, an ultrasound of the heart. I think an ultrasound of the heart could be extremely helpful as well. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Tom calling. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hi. I guess it's Professor Dahlia Wax, MD now, right?
Would that yes, be it is. Title? I'm a professor. I'm an assistant professor, but still a professor. So, yeah.
So I hope maybe I'm the first one to actually call you by your proper new title then.
The students call me Crazy Woman. So you're right. I think you are the first person to.
I actually had to look that up. I wasn't sure how they did, and there were some competing thoughts on how it should be actually worded to be proper. But it seems that, in fact, the way I said it is where most of the folks came down who are learned and said that that's the proper way to address someone of your standing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Tom. What's going on?
Okay, quick question. I know we're coming up to the end of the show, or the end of the hour at least, and it's a question that you'd probably want to ponder. I know I always call when I hear you talk about medications, and you were talking about the opioid medications and the study, and I'm glad you pointed out a lot of times people don't recognize that rats aren't people, and the rat studies, you know, I don't right. lend a lot of weight to them. So it was good that you pointed that out. But, you know, humans have always deliberately consumed drugs. I would challenge anybody to point to any place in history where humans have not done that. And in medicine, you're familiar with always weighing up the costs of the benefits of a drug and the risks that are involved.
Exactly.
And, there's certain benefits off-label use to certain drugs that, you know, we know actually occur. And, you know, there are also harmful effects when people remain in pain. And
exactly.
By the way, I think that study is ridiculous, and I don't think it's true at all, just based on common sense. You know, people use and abuse drugs because they work. And I think it's also interesting to point out that the drugs that are scheduled and really pursued through the political and legal system are the ones that are actually able to be produced naturally. I mean, you're not going to find Tylenol and other psychoactive drugs like Prozac. The stuff that the labs control, they don't ban those.
Right, right.
But the stuff that people can make, you know, take Ibogaine, for instance. You know, they're all over that. Now, in Judeo-Christian religions, we use wine, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that want to use Ibogaine. However, it's pretty hypocritical of our society to say, no, you can't do that. But we can use wine, and alcohol is very dangerous. So here's the question, and I said, I think you'd want to ponder it because I'm curious to know really what you think about it. And that is, at what point did we say, you know what, let's just accept the fact that folks are going to use drugs. And I think, again, if you look at it from a common sense point of view and you look at history, people aren't going to stop. So
right.
Why don't we just move to a harm reduction system and think about the cost of jailing people and putting people in prison? That's a very big harm.
No, we'll definitely talk about that later this week. Tom, you're an angel. We're coming up at the end of the hour. We'll talk about that later this week. That's a great, great question. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.